Hello, hello. I am currently out on a hike. It is a 3-day weekend, so no work on Monday. Hooray. Here in the States, it is going to be Memorial Day. And it's a federal holiday, so lots of folks get the day off. And one of those folks happens to be me. So with that extra day off, I figured I would take advantage. And rather than simply do nothing, because as you guys know, I am horrible at doing nothing when I have free time, is that I decided that a hike was in order. Because your boy just can't stand still. So, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I actually drove a ways, about like 3 hours, to go to a place to go hike. And I'm in the middle. I'm actually already on the return, like out of a hike. It's an 8 mile, 8.4, 8.5, maybe even 8.8, I actually think, hike. And so it is an out and back, which means it's not a loop. So basically it means you hike like the 4 miles in, you reach the destination, the end, the trail marker, and then you just go back. Versus like a loop, which is made to look like a circle. It's kind of like, oh, this is where you park your car or whatever. You go in this, you know, you follow the trailblaze markers and you just keep following them and it'll eventually loop you all the way around to where you started. So this is an out and back. So got all the way up to the end, ate a little bit of lunch. I had what I call adult Lunchables because they're like Lunchables, but they're like a little bit more substantial. Like it's like salami with these sort of like hard bread. Because you know, like with Lunchables, they're like basically little Ritz crackers, right? But these are more like dried out toasty bread. It almost looks like artisanal. Anyway, very tasty. Had some of those. Then had a Clif Bar. I had one Clif Bar. And then also some mixed nuts, because nothing too high in sugar or anything. Don't want that. With a lot of water, because you gotta have water. Gotta stay hydrated. I've been recording some stuff. As you guys know now, if you've listened to the podcast, I announced that I am, well, hopefully you've listened to the podcast, because if not, I'm going to ruin the announcement that I made at the very end. But, spoilers, in November upcoming, I am going to be going back to Japan. Dun, 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 dun. All thanks to you guys. All the support and everything you give me enables me to be able to travel a little bit and do a little bit more than I normally would be able to. And because of that, I am eternally grateful. But last time I went, I had a gimbal that I used, which is basically like this stabilizer that you put like your phone into like this little grip, and it's like a little mini tripod that you hold with your hands, and it uses like weights and counterweights to be able to keep the image still, so when you're recording videos everything looks all nice and very, very smooth. However, it was not very practical. It was very like clunky to use, especially like in between like setting it up, you know, taking my phone off the grip. I use a pop socket, so I have to like take it off the pop socket, use the little grip thing, put it all together. And I was like, ah, this is annoying. So ever since I've come back from Japan, which was last November, every single time I've gone out to go on a hike or something, I've been testing out new setups for the next time I go to Japan, or, you know, just go somewhere cool that I want a video. I was like, well, I want to test out if there's a way for me to not have to use that gimbal. Or also last time I, because I posted my video back in, when was that? It might have been February, I think. I posted a video of my time in Japan, just like little sights and things that you could see, like where I went and whatever. So if you haven't checked that out, I believe that's in February. I'm sure you could just go on Patreon and just search like GG in Japan or something like that. You probably just search Japan and it's in one of the tags. Anyway, I recorded everything in like 1080p. And I did that because of like storage reasons, I just didn't have a lot of storage. But now I have bought myself a little small SSD that is compatible with my phone. So I'm able to back up a lot of my data and everything so I can record everything in 4K. I've been trying to get all of my video recording skills upgraded, I guess you could say, level them up, so that way the next time I go, it looks even cooler. As I have been going out on these hikes every month, going out of town and whatever, I've been testing out different like gear and small little changes. So I think I don't need the gimbal anymore because I do have a handheld tripod. And to be able to do the 4K video with the colors that I want, because it does matter if you use like the stock iPhone video that says 4K, it's not going to give you the best quality. You have to go into your settings, you have to change it to go raw, and then if it's raw, all the colors are going to be washed out because you have to add the colors later. But I'm down for all that. So in that app, the Final Cut camera app that you use to record, you can enable stabilize, and it basically changes everything to make it look super smooth the same way you would a gimbal. So I tested that out last hike, I think, and it was super smooth. And so today I've been testing it out, only this time with a handheld tripod. Like, it's a little tiny one with a grip, but it's way easier to manage. It's super light, and so I've been doing that. And it is so lightweight, it's very practical, and I'm very, very, very excited to use that. So I think after today, I have decided that, yeah, I don't think I need the gimbal. I think I can just go ahead and use the tripod. So, yeah, I might go ahead and share actually some of the hiking footage too, just to give you an idea of what the quality might look like and what you might expect, since I'll be headed to Japan in November, and I'm planning to film quite a bit of it. Not to mention, at the end of that announcement on the podcast, I talked about how I would also like to do a like IRL stream too over on Twitch, so that way you can kind of see what I'm seeing as I'm walking down the streets. And hey, I think that's pretty fun. But anyway, I am about a little over 6 miles into the hike. Again, it's about 8 miles and something, so kind of near the 3/4 of the way mark. And then afterward, it is dinner time, and then a 3-hour drive back. But hey, that's what I do on my time off. Outside of that, later this week, Monday, you can look forward to the Soft Ramble. That's a new one, a new type of audio that I've never done before, but I'm hoping you guys enjoy it. You guys can let me know with the feedback and the comments. I'm hoping it's a good one. It's a bit shorter, but I feel like it's good. It's a good amount for what it is. You know what I mean? It's not a full like 20-minute audio. It's a little bit shorter, but like I said, I feel like it fits the tone of what I was looking for. So you guys can let me know what you guys think. And then on Thursday, it's going to be a bonus audio, but that bonus audio is going to go back to doing the Coffee Talk Let's Play. So I'm hoping to get that done, that game soon, like get it done soon, I mean. So I'm going to be working on that. That's going to be part 3. So I actually might record that over this weekend. We'll see if I have some extra time. But anyway, I hope you guys, if you have the time off, I hope you enjoy it. If not, I hope you enjoy your weekend. And I have absolutely no internet out here, so I will be posting this a little bit later after the fact. It'll be a little belated, but hey, it'll be fun for you guys to have known you were with me on this hike. And hopefully I was not attacked by bears, because there are bears out here. And I do happen to have bear spray, so don't worry. I will whack them with some pepper spray designed specifically for them if they come charging at me. Which, apparently, that is supposed to be like what you're, like the instructions. It's like if you're not supposed to just use it randomly. You use it if they are within like 15 feet of you. That's pretty close. Not sure I feel that comfortable being 15 feet away from a huge-ass bear, but Anyway, I got it. It's right here, just in case. Wish me luck. Anyway, hope you guys, again, have a lovely weekend. Great start to your week. And you'll hear from me soon enough. Bye now.